What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Woo! We had an intense week already, friends. Go back and listen to it if you haven't, including yesterday's about what your cause. It caused a little bit of a caused a stir, but I'd rather you do something with your life. So we're going to call this episode Promoting Fear. There's no doubt, friends, that fear, you know, it could be the greatest moneymaker. Fear, you know, after 9/11, the sales of Hummer car, you know, Hummers, remember Hummers? They doubled. You know why? Because people wanted a car that was like 10,000, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, had so much weight and protection that people started buying Hummers because they thought they'd be safer. Weird. Fear is one of the greatest moneymakers there are. SARS, remember SARS? Swine flu. Everybody sold their products. Purell, come on. I'd never seen a day where we hand sanitize ourselves more than today. You realize when you were a kid, there was not hand sanitizer everywhere? Does that ever dawn on you? It's moneymaker, friend. It's panic. It's, you know. Purell actually did an ad one time that had a friendly face of a dog, and under it, it read, "Your best friend is actually your worst nightmare." Trying to insinuate that dogs are going to give you diseases and they're dirty and you need to wash your hands. They call it shockvertising. People, it's an advertising strategy to get you to cower into fear and diseases. Let me tell you something. Most of this health craze that's on the earth, it's rooted in fear. Oh, if you eat a Twinkie, it's gonna give you cancer. You better stay away from those Twinkies. Oh, if you eat a fruit roll-up, you know what you're putting in your body. Which I definitely believe a part of that is true. But really, fear sells. And so many believers, look, I mean, I already touched on it yesterday, but a lot of this, you know, gun debate is like fear has to fuel it, right? Why am I getting groped to the airport? Fear. I mean, we can disguise so much under safety, but truthfully, it's panic. And the reality is, as Christians, we have to be careful what we're feeding into. Fear, look, when it manifests on your personal level, you need to be careful, because everything in life is processed through fear or love, either one. If something comes to you, you're either going to respond in fear or you're going to understand and react in love. You know, fear is really just agreeing with the enemy. God tells you 365 days, don't fear. But the truth is, when we give into the lies of the enemy and we give into fear, we're partnering with a liar. And as believers, I don't want to be a part of promoting that. Let's get off the worldwide scale and get into your own life. What are the lies that you're believing? What are the areas that the enemy is attacking you with that you're, you know, partnering with a liar? You know what oppression is? It's agreeing with a lie. It's a cloud of darkness. And when we embrace a thought, fear enters. If the thought is, I can't do this because I'll be sick and die, or whatever it is, you know, if we don't protest with these kids in the streets, then all these other kids are going to die. When you promote, when you embrace fear, you buy into a lie, you empower the liar, and the reality is it will dominate you. I know people that operate under a legit spirit of fear, like a demonic torment attack. And you know where it started? A little thought. When you believe a lie, it gives an invitation and a thread for the spirit of fear to take over your life. And we have to be in the lifestyle of never promoting fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. We must stand in faith and break off any of the fears in our lives. A lot of our decisions are motivated by fear. And there was a moment that God came to somebody in the Bible about fear. And he basically was like, dude, who do you think you are? Crazy response towards fear. We're going to read about it next. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about promoting fear. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 51, the Lord is speaking to this generation. I really believe it's prophetic. And he says this in Isaiah 51. And in verse 12, it says, and he's talking about fear, right? He's talking about the subject of fear. He says this, I, the Lord, I'm the God that comforts you. And who are you that you would be afraid, or a man that would die? Did you forget that the Lord, your maker, that stretched out the heavens, laid the foundation of the earth, have went every day? So he ended up going on about parting the seas and stuff. But it's interesting. When he saw people responding in fear, he basically said, I'm God that comforts you. Who are you that you would even be afraid? Who do you think you are that you would fear? Do you not understand how big I am? Do you not know that I'm the guy that comforts you? Have you not seen my size? When you choose fear, you choose the inferior position. It's so important that we understand that God wants us to walk in victory. Here's some, you know, Philippians talks about that Philippians 1, 27, 28 talks about us being victorious over fear. And the reality is, you have to ask yourself a few questions today. Number one, what are you doing? In the area of entertaining dark thoughts, think about this. How many of us have lost sleep over stupid things? Every single hand goes up. Okay, now that we all know how to meditate, let's redirect the subject. So many people today, they use fear, and this always gets under my skin, to validate prophecy. Like, these people come out and said, oh, the Lord showed me there's going to be another attack in the nation. And then something happens, everyone goes, wow, that's the dumbest thing ever. Look, if you don't do anything, church, friends, the world will get darker. I remember Proposition 8 in California and all these laws and, you know, oh, same-sex marriage. It got passed in Connecticut. People thought the Lord left heaven. You know what it was a sign to me of? Christians weren't doing their job. Darkness is on this earth because of an absence of light. And the truth is, if the church does nothing, basically if it just continues to do what you're doing, church, saints of God, darkness will increase more on the earth. We have got to be so focused on what God is doing We've got to focus on love. We've got to focus on God. There's nothing you're going to face in your life that the Lord can't handle. And the truth is, deliverance begins when you're no longer impressed with your problem. So look, just as the world markets fear and wants to, you know, make money off fear, the devil wants to change your life around fear. Fear has one goal in life, and that's to stop you from doing what God has called you to do. So today we have to take inventory. What are we doing? Are we entertaining thoughts? Are we allowing our confession to be confused? Joel 3:9 says, "Let the weak say I'm strong." We have got to be men and women that are declaring the opposite of fear. It does not take any gift from the Spirit to see problems and to confess fear. It takes faith to declare those things that are not as though they are. And today, God wants you to stand in a new realm of faith and a new realm of power. Father, today I thank you for freedom. I thank you that our eyes are on you, Father, that we are not going to be promoting fear. I thank you that fear is broken in perfect love. God, we receive your love today. We receive your goodness. We focus on you, and we thank you that fear will not have a foothold. Not in our personal lives, and we will not entertain it around the world we live in. God, we become the solution. Lord, I pray that the life of Christ will be made manifest in and through our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on. Go operate in power today. We'll see you tomorrow.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.